The Stillwater Lift Bridge links Houlton, Wisconsin with Stillwater, Minnesota across the St. Croix River. It was built in 1931 and in recent years has become a heavily traveled artery from one of Wisconsin's fastest growing regions to the Twin Cities. During an annual inspection, officials with the Minnesota Department of Transportation, which maintain the bridge, found that corrosion had compromised beams underneath the roadbed. Dwayne Green is a maintenance engineer for MnDOT in charge of the Stillwater Bridge.
During that inspection, they determined that the loss to structural members from corrosion had reached a point that we needed to reduce the load rating carrying capacity of the bridge.
Green says that forced them to impose weight restrictions for heavy trucks while they added new metal to the weakened spots. Those weight restrictions are set to expire Tuesday. Adam Josephson is the East Area Manager with the Minnesota DOT. He says it's time to give the lift bridge a rest.
The traffic volumes are such, and the congestion in the downtown Stillwater area, and the crashes we find, and you know the lift bridge repairs being needed, and the flooding issues in that area, all indicate that a new bridge really needs to be put in this area.
Plans to build a new four-lane bridge have been on the table for nearly 20 years, and both states are on board, but since the St. Croix River is federally protected, they need an exemption from Congress first. Currently, there are bills before the U.S. House and Senate. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.